Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Thursday, September 14th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Your Legal Authority to Use His Name. Our text taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Pastor Chris says, in the days of Jesus, exorcism wasn't a new thing, as the Jews knew that demons were responsible for some afflictions. Jesus referred to it in some portions of the gospel, so it was already in existence in his day. For example, in Matthew chapter 12 verse 27, Jesus asked, if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But the people noticed something unique about the way Jesus ministered and cast out demons. He only spoke words and the demons were cast out. He exercised authority that others marveled at. No wonder they wanted to know who he was and why he was so different. Luke chapter 4 verse 36 says, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Today, he has given us the power of attorney to use his name, the legal authority to act in his stead. Thus, you can cast out devils using the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Notice the three-word phrase, in my name. It means you can use the name of Jesus and be heard. So, when he says, in my name, they shall cast out devils, it means that in dealing with Satan and his demons, no need for fruitless arguments. Cast them out. In his name, you can frustrate the influence and manipulations of Satan in your family, workplace, city, and country. No demon can resist or stand against the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11 says, wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Please take this confession with me. I exercise authority over all devils, and I have been given the authority in the name of Jesus. My faith is a weapon of defense and an instrument of victory over and against the adversary and adversities. With it, I put out all the fiery missiles of the wicked one. The word of God has taken full possession of my spirit, soul, and body. I'm eternally triumphant in Christ because my faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Hallelujah. For further study, please read Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11 from the Amplified Classic and Luke chapter 10 verses 17 to 19. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolaridge.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolaridge.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.